Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Can you say amen? I've got a lot to cram into a few minutes. No forgiveness is necessary. There was nothing to forgive about the pastor taking up some time, is there? I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I want my wife and Savannah to come. Unless I change my mind, we're going to sing something here in just a minute. So we're going to cram a testimony, a song, a sermon, and an altar call in. But I've felt the Holy Ghost already here in the house this morning. Not just to give us chill bumps and not just to make us shiver and feel good, but the Holy Ghost is already in this house drawing. Praise God. I'll try this again. It works. I believe the Holy Ghost is already here, don't you? Let me testify for just a minute, and then we're going to sing and try to preach. But I suppose I'm going to confess my humanity first. We prayed. I had a service scheduled, or actually two places I was supposed to go this past week, and we were hearing about revival. Got to praying about coming home. Felt like it was God's will to come home. So I called a friend and said, I'm not going to be there when you're preaching. And I called another friend and said, I'm not coming to preach. And they were both very gracious. They understood I wanted to come home and I wanted to bring my kids home for revival. Amen. So we came home. Can I be transparent without being offensive? I hope I can here. I've been hearing about all of this move, and I came home and I thought, boy, I am a hindrance. Here we are, we come home, and it seems like things kind of slow down, and, you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe I missed it. Maybe I don't know what I did. Y'all ever feel that way? I know I'm not supposed to on this side, but I do anyway. And I thought, well, I missed it. I'm trying to help, and I'm trying to get in and trying to get help for me and my kids. But we went home Thursday night, a little disappointed that the revival closed, a little frustrated that we hadn't got what we needed. I'm confessing my humanity. You going to throw me out yet? A little bit fretting and worried, and got home and just did the normal stuff, got ready for bed, put everybody to bed. That's a job in itself. Lay down. In a few minutes, I hope I don't embarrass any of them, but when I had Savannah came just asking me if I'd come up and pray with her. She had concerns and I wanted me to pray with her. I got up front. When I got up front, Brooklyn was laying on the bed, the other end there, and she was sobbing. So I just started talking to both of them and praying, and in just a few minutes, Brooklyn was down on her knees beside that bed with her hands raised. In a few minutes, Brooklyn was standing up with her hands raised. In a few more minutes, Brooklyn was rolling in the floor, speaking in another tongue. I don't know if I'll get past a testimony at this rate. I told the Lord a few times, Brother Norman, because sometimes it don't seem like I can help my kids. I know they're young, but sometimes it don't seem like while everybody else is shouting and we're having a Holy Ghost move and having an altar service and having revival, it doesn't seem like I affect them that much sometimes. It feels that way. I'm sure it's not quite true. Oh, glory to God. But I've told the Lord a few times, Brother Steve, I said, Lord, I don't want to keep preaching to everybody else and my children not revived. I don't want to keep preaching to everybody else and my family not revived and full of the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
Zion wakes up. She's, well, Brooklyn's 8 now, filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Amen. Savannah got some help, and I'm hearing her now still. Amen. Seeking God every time last night in our evening prayers, bedtime prayers. Amen. Seeking the Lord. I'm glad for it. Praise God. Amen. Caleb woke up. Amen. Got to talking to Caleb, and Caleb got to bawling, squalling. Amen. A little while later, he said, I got saved tonight. He got to pray and worship in God's stammering lips. Amen. I appreciate the Holy Ghost for moving in my house. Praise God. Amen. Zion 6. Amen. Zion was up. Amen. Hopping, running, screaming. I'm worried about the DPNL security passing by every hour. Full of faith, you know. What do they think I'm doing to my kids in this motorhome? Amen. Zion's a screaming and running back and forth in the living room, hopping up and down, praising God, rolling on the floor. Up and down. Thank God for it. Amen. Benjamin said he got refilled with the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Amen. I appreciate the Holy Ghost coming by to help us, don't you? Amen. The devil will raise his head and make some last ditch efforts. He always will when we have revival, won't he? I said he always will when we have revival. Amen. But because he rears his ugly head doesn't mean we didn't have revival. It's probably a sure sign we did have revival. Amen. The good day might seem, Brother Eric, like a sign we had revival. Amen. But the bad day is probably a better sign you had revival. Amen. Because the devil don't want us to have revival, but I'm glad. Amen. That the Holy... I'm glad for real revival. I'm glad for a move of the Holy Ghost. If you want it, you can have it. There's more than enough to go around. Can you say amen? Would you? It may seem a little self-focused. I sure don't mean it that way. But I would that you just lift your hands and thank God not only for what the Lord's done at my house, but what he's done here at Dryden Road over the last few weeks. Why don't we give him glory for what he's done?
Glory to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, I feel like I do need to preach. I'm going to have... Praise the Lord. This is a slower song. It's what I got on my heart here this morning. Felt and heard the confirmation of what I need to preach for a few minutes here, and it's a little bit of a turning from what we're doing at this instant, but it's not from the move of the Holy Ghost and the service we're having this morning. Praise God. Amen. If you're away from home, I said if you're away from home, home stands with arms stretched out open wide. Amen. He'll run to you. If you'll come to him, praise God.
All mighty God. The great...
Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27, beginning in verse 9. I know you may have ulterior motives to accommodating this request, but would you please pray for me? I feel like I need to preach short this morning, not because of the clock, but because I need to preach the message and get us into an altar before everybody gets ready to go home. Acts chapter 27, beginning in verse 9. I'm going to skip around quite a bit. Follow me if you can move fast enough. Acts chapter 27, verse 9. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenicia, and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete, and lieth toward the southwest and northwest. And when the wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Verse 21. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and says, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Verse 31. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. Verse 40. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea and loosed the rudder bands and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind and made toward shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground. And the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land, and the rest some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. Would you lift your hands again and ask the Lord to help me while I try to preach for a few minutes?
Father, I need your help, Father, this morning. I thank you for the move of the Holy Ghost. You are confident, dear Lord, in your word and in your spirit. Father, accomplish, dear Lord, as you will, dear Lord, with your word, that which you have sent it to do. We'll give you glory and honor and the praise in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Somebody can say amen. Amen. A centurion. Amen. This a centurion in this passage has to is the man in charge of the ship. There was a master and owner of the ship, but when the centurion steps on board and, hey man, he is the one who is going to take control of the ship. Hey man, where it goes and when it sails, he may listen to the advice of those around him, but the centurion is in charge. Hey man, when he steps on board, it is his ship. Hey man, we all understand very simply, hey man, this is my life. Amen. I said, this is my life. Amen. I guess I'll, and you bear with me now. I'm glad I have Jesus as the master of my ship now. Amen. But I make the decisions about my life. Amen. This centurion, amen, if I can liken this ship to his experience or his life, amen, he is about to embark upon a journey.
Amen. And when he is about to embark upon a journey, he receives first, amen, in his life, amen, a warning from the man of God. A warning from the man of God. I'm thankful that we have men of God who will warn us. Amen. The warning comes before the tragedy. Thank God for it. Amen. It's a, amen, because, amen, because the wind is not blowing tempestuously when the warning comes. However, amen, although the warning is heard, Brother Norman, sometimes it is not heeded. Amen. And that was the case, amen, Brother Rick, with this warning that, amen, this centurion received. He says, sirs, amen, I perceive, amen, that this journey will be with hurt, amen, and much harm, amen, much damage, amen, not only of the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. Amen. Don't go now. Don't go that way. Amen. Don't make that decision. Amen. Don't go that direction. Don't make that choice. Amen was the admonition of the Apostle Paul. Amen. But the centurion, amen, believed somebody else. Amen. The centurion did not listen nor heed, amen, to the warning that he had received. Amen. He believed the master, amen, of the ship. Amen. He believed the man who had the experience, amen, with the sea. Amen. And not the man who had the experience with God. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, I know. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Sometimes it seems, amen, to some folks, I guess, amen, that the preacher is meddling in affairs, amen, that he really ought to stay out of. Amen. But if the man of God sounds us a warning, amen, we need to heed it. Amen. Oh, this is my life. Yes, it is. Amen. And you'll make the decision. Amen. You don't have to heed the warning. Amen. You don't have to heed, amen, what the Holy Ghost has said, amen, through the man of God. Amen. You are the master of your ship. Amen. And I want to tell you, amen, you don't, Lord of God, not only did he believe the master, amen, but he believed the majority. Amen, the better part, the greater part of them advised, amen, that they should loose and go over here to another place. Amen, so he listened to the master. Amen, he listened to the majority. Amen, and he went on his feelings. Amen. I said he went on his feelings. Amen. When the wind blew softly. You know, this decision just feels right. Oh. Amen. This decision, I just got to be me. And this decision feels right. And I know what the man of God said. Amen. I know what they preached. I know what he preached to me. And I know what he... Come on now. I may be preaching to just one or two. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. Amen. But for those of us who are still safely on shore, amen, heed, amen, the words of the man of God. I said, heed the words of the man of God. Amen. If you've already sailed out of harbor, amen, I come to preach to you for a little while this morning. Amen. You, sirs, amen, you should have hearkened unto me. Amen. At the first, praise God. Amen. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Amen. In a little while, amen, that soft wind, amen, oh, glory to God. Amen. That soft wind, amen, that felt just right. Allowed them to steer their ship and go where they wanted to go and do what they wanted to do. End up where they wanted to end up. Don't that feel good? I'll be 18 shortly. Yeah. God help your soul. I'm going to steer it my way now. You got it. Amen. As long as the wind blows softly, steer on. Huh? I said, as long as the wind blows softly, guide it. Amen. You can take it where you want to go. Amen. You're going to take it exactly where you wanted to go. Oh, glory to God. I did what I wanted to do. Well, maybe you did. Amen. For a while. Amen. But when the soft wind turns into a tempestuous storm. Amen. And then they try to steer their ship. Amen, Brother Shannon. They're still trying to steer here. Amen. They're trying to make it go where they want to go. Amen. They're trying to go in the direction, amen, that they planned. Amen. All of their plans are now seeming to be thwarted. Amen. They're still trying to steer the ship in the storm. Amen. But I'm telling you, they discovered after a little while. Amen. They might as well just give up now. Amen, trying to steer. Amen, they simply said, amen, we hoisted it down. Amen, and we let her drive. Oh, yeah. Amen, let her drive. I want to tell you, amen, when you might have been steering for a little while, amen, you may have been guiding your ship for a little while, amen, but after a while you find yourself driven. I said you find yourself driven. Amen, and now the storm is taking you, amen, in another direction. Amen, it's taking you where you don't want to go. Amen, it's taking you where you don't want to be. And this is not at all, amen, how it was planned. And this is not at all, things are not at all turning out, amen, like I thought they would. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, amen, there is, amen, still a salvation. Amen, in the midst of the storm, praise God. Amen, yeah, there was. Amen. You might just say, Paul said, I told you so. Amen. But he said it so they would heed him. Amen. The second time. Amen. Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me. Amen. And not loose from Crete. And listen. Amen. I've got good news for you. Amen. If you'll abide with the ship, amen, we shall all be saved. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, we'd listen to start with. Things would be better. We'd have made the right choice and heeded the word of God and the man of God. Things would be better. Oh, it isn't the past. Hey, man, when you look at the past and it's all full of mistakes, it's all full of self-will, it's full of disasters. The past is discouraging. The past is absolutely destructive. Hey, man, and we look at the past and say, I messed up. I told you, I felt the Holy Ghost here this morning. I'm just hearing, amen, these testimonies. I thought maybe we should have just had an altar call after Brother Norman testified. Amen. When the Holy Ghost gives an altar call, it's okay to have one, isn't it? I don't think you're going to disturb a preacher by breaking out while he's preaching. Amen, and saying, that's me. Amen, I know the Holy Ghost is talking to me. Come on now. Amen, it wouldn't hurt. Amen, hurt anything at all. Amen, to break out and hit the altar. Amen, right in the middle. Amen, of a Holy Ghost meeting. Amen, when God's dealing with you and moving on you. Amen, God is dealing with us and speaking to us. Amen, here on Sunday morning at Dryden Road. Amen, and I'm trying to hurry as I think I need to. Amen, but listen. Amen, we should have heeded at the start. Amen, but it's not all hopeless now. Amen, if we'll hear the word of God again. Amen, yes, it looks like we're about to crash. Amen, and in fact, crash is what they did. But when you crash, you have to do something. You don't have to wait on the crash. I said, you don't have to wait on the crash. Come on home. Hey, man, get back where you ought to be. Amen. Get back to living the way you know you used to live and you should live. Amen. Get back to praying the way you used to pray and know you should pray. Amen. Get back to, amen, coming to the house of God. Amen. And reading the word. Amen. Hearing the man of God. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Get back to personal devotion. Amen. Get back to family devotion. Amen. Get back to having church. Amen. At church at home. Amen. Get back to taking the Bible. Amen. Into the break room. Amen. Get back to having prayer meetings. Heaven during break time. Oh, help me, Lord, here this morning. I still remember telling my boss down here when I was, amen, we were, amen, here at Dryden Road for, amen, several months there, amen, in between assignments, I guess. I don't know. Amen, but I'm telling you, I told my boss one day, I watched all them take their smoke breaks. I thought, that ain't right. I don't get to take all those breaks.
You know?
And they are going out smoking. So I told him, I called him by name. He's Palestinian. Hey, man, I said, for us, I have decided to start taking some smoke-free smoke breaks. He looked at me kind of strange. He said, well, what are you going to do? There are no smoke-free smoke breaks. And I indicated to him that I was going to pray. Amen. And he said, you know, I could probably use some of that, and walked off. Amen. Come on now. Now, I'm not trying to start a trend or anything, okay? Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. We can get it back and have it like we used to have it. If we don't have it like we used to have it, we may not have what we had. Amen. I'm telling you, you can. Amen. Get out of this storm. Amen. You can get off of this ship. Amen. That's about to hit destruction. Amen. And you can get safely. Amen. Back on shore. Amen. It was about to crash. Amen. And they tried to anchor down. Amen. And finally just gave up. Amen. Tried to get into this island. Amen. And the centurion said, if you know how to swim, swim. I'd say the majority of you probably know how to swim. I don't know that for sure, but probably. Hey, man, you can swim. If I get to shore, I'm going to have to grab a board. Huh? I said, I'm going to have to grab a board. I can't swim. If you're drowning, don't look at me. Unless I got a boat handy, you are in trouble. And the way I drove a boat the first time, you'd probably still be in trouble, okay? And I listened. Hey, man, he said, get to shore somehow. Just get there. Hey, man, get there. Hey, man, grab a hold. Pray, saints, we're about to have an altar service. Hey, man, my wife's nearby anywhere. Hey, man, she's going to come. Hey, man, that way you'll know I'm about done. Hey, man, I'm telling you, hey, man, you need to grab a hold of what's left. I said, you need to grab a hold of what's left. How many of you have been there? Hey, man, you had to grab a hold of what's left and make for shore. Hey, man, you had to grab a hold, hey, man, of what little bit it seemed there was left. Hey, man, didn't look like much was left. Hey, man, you probably thought about yesterday when you had it all. Hey, man, Brother Norman said he had it all. Hey, man, and then he had nothing. Hey, man. Oh, hey, man, I want to tell you, hey, man, you got to grab a hold of what's left. And that may have been what brought him back to bond. There's a woman there and two kids. And, hey, man, I'm going to grab a hold of what's left. Hey, man, and get back to shore. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, hey, man, there is a Holy Ghost. Hey, man, there is a Heavenly Father. Hey, man, that's waiting on the shore. Hey, man, there's a church that's waiting safely on shore. Hey, man, to start. Hey, man, a serpent scorching fire. Hey, man, that'll warm your soul. Hey, man, and get you revived. Hey, man, get you full. Hey, man, you can make it back to shore.
Stand with me if you would. Stand.
I have to send you a CD if you want all that message. Come on. Grab a hold of what's left. Pray, saints. I know. We're going to look around and say, I know who that message is for. Yeah. Yeah, you think. Some shipwrecks are apparent to the eye. But some are now still buried beneath a facade. Some shipwrecks are still buried. Some of them we don't see yet. But things are splintering at home. The ship is sinking. Things are splintering in the mind and the emotions and This ship is going down. But I want to tell you, come on home to the shore. Come on back to shore. Come on back to shore this morning. Saints of God, some of you want to break this altar open by slipping out of your pew. I mean, you go right ahead. Amen. I'm just not giving a whole general altar call just yet. Amen. Somebody needs to grab a hold of what's left and say, I want it. Amen. Some of you who have already grabbed a hold of what's left, amen, and hit an altar need to get a little closer to the fire. Amen. The fire that's burning. Amen. Come on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You can make it back to shore. Amen. If you'll heed. Amen. I'm not touting myself this morning. But if you'll heed the word of God. Amen. Heed the man of God. And you can make it back this morning. Oh, glory be to God. Wouldn't you like to be on shore again? And where the fire warms your heart. Amen. Where the fire burns. Amen. And revival happens. Amen. You don't need to miss out. Amen. There he is. Amen. A Holy Ghost. Amen. Calling you. Come on. Come on. Come on this morning. Where you at? Where you at? I'm afraid to step out. Look, look, they're already coming. They're already coming. Grab a hold of what's left. Make a run for it. Grab a hold of what's left this morning. Grab a hold of what's left and run for it. Come on. Come on this way. Come on down into this altar. The Lord can take what's left. Save you. There'll be another ship coming after a while. Get by the fire. Warm yourself by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Warm yourself by the fires of revival and the fires of the Holy Ghost. Grab what's left. Run for shore. Get where the fire is.